The show you're about to listen to, or watch if you're watching the video stream, may contain material you may find inappropriate. Listener and viewer discretion is advised.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
Long time no see.
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 Long time no see. Long time no see.
How long is this gonna go on?
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org, also streaming live on radio.
I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
Hey, look at that. It's time for another weird episode of RSM Live. But it's going to be a lonely night. Spinnick decided that he'd rather have a social life than be on the show. So that's what he's doing. He's run away for the night. So yeah, it's just me. I guess it's the whole... Wow, here's my phone.
Just me.
And the people that are in the mumbles, which is just one person.
I wonder who that could be.
Let's see. Too lazy to get earphones. Of course! So, it's Arson Live, where we just ramble about stupid shit. At least an hour or two, and then go into... things. Fan fiction, mostly. I know, how original. I've kind of noticed that. I've kind of noticed that... first, let me finish my little spiel here about how this is a live show, meaning that you can get on live. In case you haven't noticed from the person that's chatting in the background, if you want to get in on this clusterfuck,
I'm just a background character.
You're a demoted extra. So if you want to know how to get on to the show live, just go to rsnlive.roundsonicnet.org and then click participate. I'll give you all the information you need. Stop banging shit around over there, jeez. This is how it happens. This is how Spinnick gets kicked off the show. You too can take Spinnick's spot.
Spinnick has been absent for what, 3 episodes now? Not in a row, but still.
I don't know. He keeps having a social life. I'm gonna have to put a stop to that. I'm gonna have to put a hard stop.
You're gonna have to enslave him.
Next time I go to Toronto, I'm gonna have to find him and slap some kind of shock collar on him. The pain will stop once you get on RSN Live. Anyways, so live show. If you want, you could also get on the IRC chats. So there's irc.spielchat.net. You could join Radio Sega join Radio Nintendo, because that's still a thing. So Radio Sega, RSN, and Sonic Stadium are the chat rooms I'm in on that network. Or you could be the cool kid and go to irc.roundsonicnet.org and join RSN. I do make a best effort to keep an eye on all the channels, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm only like, how many channels am I on right now? Connected to 5 networks and on 37 channels. So, forgive me if I don't see you. It's a lot of... And one of those networks is Freenode, so... Yeah. You have not seen a net split until you've seen a Freenode net split. That's all I'm going to say.
So, not even Surreal Chat is as bad?
Surreal Chat is bad in that it happens way more often than is acceptable. But I think part of that stems from the fact that one of their servers, they've admitted, is running out of a Comcast home connection. So it'd be like if I was running RSN out of my basement, which is not a thing. What? Opus Science liked a tweet I was mentioned in. Oh, are we sending tweets now? I didn't notice. I should probably turn that down. This mic picks up way too much audio.
Just like mine.
Let's see. Twitter.
Twitter.
Unless I might have, I think I have Radio Sega muted. Oh, I do. Unmute. I'm sorry. I'm going to be a bit bold here and mention that sometimes the Twitter account can be fucking obnoxious, alright? And when that happens, I mute it. Sometimes I unmute it, sometimes I forget. But yes, there have been times where I've muted Radio Sega for being obnoxious. Which is weird, considering, you know, look who's talking, right? I'm sure Sega has me blocked. They have to. I mean, they're not, you know. You never return my calls! Okay, I've really got to change how this is set up, because fucking 20 different web browsers on this computer, and it defaults to the slowest one possible.
Boys, would you say that's an accurate picture of a Surreal Chat server?
No, because I will show you a picture of a Surreal Chat server if I can find it. And somehow I think it's on not the standard. No, JPEG. There we go. Okay. This is more probably what your standard Surreal Chat server looks like. There you go.
Oh god.
Hey, it's powered on. You can see green lights active on it. So yeah, that's gotta be an active game server. I gotta applaud them. I gotta give them A for effort on, you know, doing all that. So. Also, another news, I'm out of beer, so we've resorted to drinking hard liquor in the form of mixed drinks.
What, you don't have any wine?
I don't want to be snotty. Snooty, sorry. Snooty. So I'm gonna drink a White Russian, and we're gonna call it even. Because I have no beer. It's one of those things where the beer I normally get is not sold at the local superstore, so I kind of have to go to the south side of town. And we don't go to the south side of town.
Is that the shooty shooty stabby stabby side of town?
I wouldn't call it that. It's just... For a moment, I thought my phone was buzzing. So, let's see. What else can we do here? According to Radio Sega, the last show before Radio Sega Winterfest, which guess who's starting it tomorrow? Yeah! Radio Sega is going to be kicking off the, Radio Sega. RSN Live is going to be kicking off Radio Sega Winterfest 2015 tomorrow, 1 p.m. Superior Time.
Oh.
Starts at 1 p.m. Superior Time. They call it 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Is my numbers right on that? I'm guessing I'm wrong. It's got to be 7. 7 sounds better. 7. So... Yeah, the first hour will be this. It's very exciting. In fact, speaking of, I just fucking downloaded the stupid asset pack I got. IDs. Morgan Freeman? No. Alright, let's the Joker.
What are you looking at?
Okay, so I got a pack from Radio Sega of items to play. So for example, let me see if I can first I gotta extract it because it came in a zip file. Zip zip zip! Extract downloads. Open. So let's see. Well, let's play some of these and let's see what we have. Get Files chilly are... with it. Oh, this is gonna be a fucking. Let's hear it.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2015. Get chilly with it.
Oh wow. I feel like I have to make some of my own. But the fact that I didn't get up this morning until noon kind of leaves me worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Let's see. What else we got here? Let's see. Oh no, he's breaking the embargo. Oh, it doesn't start until 1 p.m. tomorrow. What's he doing? I'm going off the rails is what I'm doing.
On a crazy
I'm
train.
Taking Roy off the grid. Let's see, what else we got here? Full schedule. T. You're supposed to press F. F to pay respects. Come on.
I'm gonna match F right now.
T here. I guess I should do that. See, spinning's gone away because of his social life, so I have to remember to unmute people.
Okay, I will be back shortly.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's see what this is, shall we?
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2015. For our full programming schedule, check out radiosega.net.
Wow. Like, I heard full schedule, like, or I saw, read it as full schedule, like, oh, so, like, they're gonna give you a rundown of everything that's gonna happen, and then it's just go to the website for more details. So, in reality, it's more like, let me see if we got here. RSN Radio. Let's see. Now, see, if I was gonna be a true asshole, then this is probably the promo I would end up playing.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
You lame ass fuckers!
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.
That's an oldie. It's an oldie bug. I think that was like a drunken yelling one, too. I have a lot of weird ones like that. Like, I think I still have the Crumpets and Tea you guys have heard. See what else is there. Well, I know there's this one which I'm not really, you know.
You're listening to RSN Radio.
F*** you! There's that. I don't know. Maybe I'm not used to, like, having a professionally done set of bumps. Oh, I got a new message. Oh, that's just a late feed. Whatever. Let's see. So let's branch away from that for now, because that doesn't happen for like another. I'm not even gonna play the Joker one because I just know it's gonna be cringeworthy. let's get down to some, you know, this background music is kind of depressing for somebody. 1 second. Let's see, what do we got? We go with this. Alright. Did everyone still here wandering away? I don't know. So, other news that's going on is, if you don't follow Linux news like I do, you will not have read how Street Fighter V has officially announced that they will be releasing on SteamOS. When that's going to happen, I don't know. But I don't think it's going to be a same-day release. Honestly, though. And the reason for that is simply because, having played Unreal Tournament on the new Unreal Engine 4, it's clear to me that Epic Games kind of just pushed out Unreal Engine 4 Linux support and said, there, we put it on Linux, we're done with it. It is very unoptimized on the Linux platform right now, to the point where I will run the Elemental demo with OpenGL 4, and I'll, like, the lava texture won't be missing. Stupid, weird quirks like that. And I don't believe that that's a problem with the driver. At least I don't. Yeah, stuff. Why do I always get that? I don't know. They announced, I believe, that it would have... Where am I? They announced that it would have Steam controller support. So if you have one of these guys, like I do, you'll definitely have fun. You know, $50 for this is actually a pretty decent controller. There's a lot of people, like, Linus Tech Tips kind of like poo-pooed it for some reason. And I think I know why. Their complaint was they couldn't figure out how to configure it. Which is quite funny, considering they're supposed to be, you know, a tech-heavy group of guys, and they can't figure out how to configure this thing through the Steam interface. Now, I don't know. Maybe I just have a bias, but it did not take me that long to configure this thing, or figure out how to configure it. There's been a learning curve, definitely, and I know, at least, I've been playing Bioshock Infinite heavily with it lately, and it's one of those things where you gotta pick a default template, and then you got to play with it a little bit. But other than that, keep in mind, this thing just came out like last month, so there's still some tweaking to do. As with any kind of public release, sure, they've done a beta, but until they actually release it, they'll never get a full usage case to go off of. So yeah, definitely would say Steam controller would be something to buy.
Do they have dinner now?
You have dinner now?
Yeah.
Is it mac and cheese? Are you eating Kraft dinner?
No, it's pizza.
Disappointing. Yet, how stereotypically Midwestern?
I don't know, I think it's from Domino's. I actually didn't look.
It looks like pizza. We're not 100% sure, but it looks like it may be pizza. I'm going with pizza. What was I going on about? Oh, right. Steam controller. So, I haven't tried to use it outside of Steam yet, because the claim is that it acts as a generic HID. I don't know my acronyms, but I'm gonna guess that means hardware input device.
Human interface device.
I was close enough. Close enough. Device was right. Alright? Yeah. I was at least a third of the way right. So it's supposed to act as one of those. And I haven't tried outside of Steam, so I can't give you an honest opinion on that. But within Steam, works pretty well.
Where are you with third Republican voice?
Huh?
Why are you a third Republican?
Third Republican?
One third.
Oh, one third.
You to the right.
Don't get me started on politics, dude. This fucking country is nuts right now.
That's every country.
Yeah, but I have the misfortune of having to watch CNN at work at least 3 days a week for 12 hours. So
why?
Because we have to have a news channel on in case some national emergency happens. But 99% of the time right now, it's all about Trump for some reason.
Yeah.
You can't stump the Trump.
This guy's saying something batshit insane. Let's see what he has to say. Oh, that's a terrible thing. People shouldn't listen to what this guy has to say, but we'll say this. We'll just keep replaying the clip 24 hours a day for 3 weeks. That's CNN.
They should go on Tumblr sometime.
No, that's MSNBC's job. Seriously, if you ever read, if you ever browse, like, Vote or Kotaku in Action, it's always, like, you're guaranteed at least one post about MSNBC doing something brain dead. let's put this way. Huh? Oh, you should try Vote.
I gave up on Vote. I tried it. I found it to be cancer.
It's not super racist anymore. They changed the way the front page algorithm works.
How did that affect the racism level?
The common complaint about Vote beforehand was like 95% of the front page content was nothing but stuff that you would probably find on Stormfront, whatever the hell that is.
That's not even accurate. It was like half Stormfront and half tinfoil hat wearing shit.
So now you have great articles like...
So like 4chan, you mean?
Yeah.
We want poll. So now you can, you know, causes of death in Shakespeare plays. You've got... let's see. I'll be the only one to say it, I guess. I'm not that excited about Star Wars. You'd be the downvotes. Other smashing articles such as Funny How Time Flies, Making an Environmentally Friendly Vinyl Record. Let's see.
I really don't think vinyl records are a leading cause of pollution or anything.
But the whole point here is, like, if you were to compare Vote a month ago to Vote today, they've definitely changed something with it.
Mm-hmm.
They also apparently kicked a mod out of a... What do you call... Sorry, I don't pay attention to social news sites this often to get the verbiage correct, but, like, those subreddits / subverses that appear at the top of the page, I guess they call them the defaults.
Yeah, the defaults, sure.
So on Vote, I guess they just ripped out a moderator from one of the default subs for censoring content.
Try that on Reddit sometime.
Whoa. If we go to Reddit, you'll likely get banned. Remember, Reddit is the website where you can get banned from at least 10 different subreddits just for browsing Kotaku in Action. Seriously, they have a
Which
bot.
Which subreddits are those?
I don't, like, obviously,
Shit Reddit says.
Actually, no, I don't think they would, because I feel like Shit Reddit Says is, like, ripping off 4chan in the whole doing it for the lulz department.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Off My Chest is one of them.
2X chromosomes.
Stuff like that. There's actually a bot that goes through and crawls over all of Reddit's members and looks at what subreddits you're subscribed to. And
that's not public information.
I don't know. Apparently they can tell.
Well, the bot has an account, I assume.
It uses their API.
I mean, you can't see what someone's... You can see what they posted in, and that might be it.
Do you not hear the common complaint how Shit Reddit Says is a admin sanctioned brigading Reddit?
I don't pay enough attention to drama to hear about that.
Well then, what the fuck are you on the internet for? All right,
everything
that's,
else.
That's solely what the internet exists for now, outside of porn. Drama.
I need to post I need to post on Kotaku in action now because I want to be banned from those subreddits.
Oh boy, Spinnick Droid. Spinnick Droid has joined.
Oh my god!
What's going on, Slacker?
I'm supposed to comment on.
I told you, I've got things to do.
We're gonna have to put a stop to that.
And you change your nickname, you faggot.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're dead to me. I always knew you was Spinner.
Well, now I'm Patrick. But I'm in the Pizza Pizza.
I'm just gonna dead name you all day. That's what I'm gonna do.
You're our Pizza Pizza correspondent.
Absolutely.
What are the deals today at Pizza Pizza?
Expensive.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
That expensive.
Expensive.
I'm gonna need you to shout at your phone.
Yeah, right.
So who are you trying to see again?
Your mom.
It's what's it called? Just an indie band from North Canada.
What else you're seeing? Nickelback.
Thunderbeck. That's the one.
Almost a full.
And it's at Lee's Palace, which is down the street from the Pizza Pizza where they filmed Scott Pilgrim, because they filmed Scott Pilgrim in the Lee's Palace. I get to cross these off my visit all of the Scott Pilgrim filming locations list.
Let's see here. Trying to find, because I think you made a post about this somewhere.
Oh, years ago, like last year.
Let's see. Mouth fedora, it's apparently what a e-cigarette is. Vaping is apparently the electronic version of fedoras.
Milady.
Milady. Puff it in the face. Oh, so, so Mike Pollock does drink alcohol. Okay, good to know. Sorry, I'm browsing, what do you call it? Facebook, the Book of Faces. Because I swear Spinnick posted something on here about it, and I'm just trying to find it.
It's a year ago, man. Before for that.
Smash at the Whitney 2? No.
There's an arena called the Whitney Arena in Timmins, and they have Smash tournaments there.
Come on, post. God damn it, Facebook, make things easier to find. You're supposed to be like the ultimate resource for spying on people.
Yeah, and we're friends.
It was
too,
useful for
so
chat.
You have full access.
Well, I don't want
for
that kind of access.
John. Chad listens to the show, remember?
He already knows how we did it.
A voice, look, the Reddit itself actually warns about that thing.
What's going on now? Warning! If you comment or post on Kotaku in Action, regardless of the content, a number of other subreddits, moderators will automatically ban you from the subreddits, such as Off My Chest, Rape, Natural Hair, and others.
Why? That's ridiculous.
Totalitarians like aren't generally known for their finesse.
It's just like that Twitter block bot. It's like the safe space bot. I forget what it's called.
GG Autoblock or whatever. The one that,
didn't
like, Randy Harper made and claims
a,
that she's an expert programmer.
Block negativity.
I didn't hear any of you because you were talking over each other.
Oh.
I said, is it the,
you learned
that block bot that Randy Harper made and claims that she's an expert programmer, yet everyone looked over it and went, this is shit code?
Obviously, they were just hating on women programmers, and they're just a bunch of programmers perpetuating programmer culture.
Bro, comment that code, bro.
Broski.
Brolmageddon. One of my TAs told me I should write code that works. I should call them out for, like, being... I know, I should figure out what minority I'm a member of and say that they're...
Careful,
anti-it.
She's known to dox people.
You're anti, anti-white.
But whites aren't a minority. Not here.
Anti-white.
I know.
You can't be racist against white people. It's pretty much impossible.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
I believe the word cracker
what those people
is
said
pretty,
on Tumblr? You
crazy.
Can't. It's reverse racism. It doesn't exist.
Fine. I'll just look up Spinnix profile. All right. It says Coleman Hell at Lee's Palace. Who the hell is Coleman Hell?
Well, he's a singer.
Thanks to Indie Shuffle for including me in their Best Electronic Sounds of 2015 playlist. Oh, so he's an electronic music artist.
Actually, no, he's not. He just made one song that blew up. He doesn't normally make electronic music, so it was just kind of an electronic vibe to this one song he played. You know, it made a bunch of lists.
So what, he made a Julian K song, essentially?
He made a Cash Cash song.
Except not as... Yeah, more Cash Cash, less, you know, Julian K.
Because how many fucking remakes are they going to make of, now I can't remember the name of the song. All I know is, like, Pandora and Spotify have 20 different versions of the same Cash Cash song. Take Me Home, that's what it was.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's the one that made them big.
Lack of RDO on that list, boys. you've been banished to the Shadow Realm.
RDO?
Whoa, what are you? Mod of Off My Chest? Oh.
Yeah, they know all about the Shadow Realm over there, won't they?
Been banned from the ether. Music clues, join, and then quit. Hey, look, it's somebody from Chicago. Somebody from Chicago.
I should get going, but I might be back because doors don't open until 8:30, so yeah.
I'll make you read fan fiction. How about that?
You can't.
Over the
I'm
phone?
Not busy. I'll be right back.
On stage?
Over the phone. Yeah, on stage. Just get up there, rip away the mic, be like, excuse me. I know you guys are having a concert and all, but I promised I'd read some fan fiction. I'm gonna read some fucking fan fiction,
Coleman,
all right?
I'm gonna let you finish, but
So are we reading that fanfiction yet, or do we have to find another one?
Bad news, voice. I won't be here for the special tomorrow because I'm going to be in jail.
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got to figure out what I'm going to do. I have, like, no plan, which is pretty much on par
that's
for how
the,
these shows go.
That's the tradition.
Well, here's the thing.
We've just winged it.
We've been typically expanding the show past the 2-hour mark, and I put myself down, much to Spinnix's dismay, for 1 hour. Because some of us like to sleep during the day.
So this 1 hour or the one tomorrow?
The one tomorrow is 1 hour.
Okay, but
you think Radio Sega has control of this show outside of the designated hours? Listen, buddy, I'm gonna need you to cut your show down that you have on your radio network that resimulcast needs to be cut. Like, I know you're not interrupting anyone, but I need it cut down to 1 hour.
God. I mean, if we only had 1 hour, then we already blew 34 minutes of it, and we'd have to start the fanfiction like now.
Just gonna start reading all the shit fanfiction
beforehand if you're doing.
Well, I should probably look up fan fictions to read. I mean,
enough to do the planning thing for once.
I seriously think somebody should find us one for tomorrow night because it's about to get crazy.
About to get cray cray.
We're like abridged version, you know.
So don't pick one that's 15 chapters.
Yeah. Hey, there's a patin place here. Smokes.
Do I have to, like... I don't know. Do you think I should, like, pick one that's not, you know, lemon? Lemony fresh?
You know, I think you should, yeah. You should stay away from that. Oh my god. There's a comic.
Take a spooky one. It's been too long since we did that.
Spoopy one?
Yeah.
You just did spooky fanfic?
For some reason, yes. I saw this one and I thought. Okay.
Yeah, we did. Well, we've done like two in the past. It's rare, but sometimes you pick a spooky one.
Much spook.
It's got way too many words. Words.
Works.
Well, I guess I gotta read it tonight, don't I? Let's see. Wow, 37 chapters, 143,000 words. Definitely reading this tomorrow. Let's see. Sonic the Predator.
Sonic Passion, though.
No. That website actually stopped existing. Nothing of value was lost.
Yeah, what's going on now? Sonic Sorry, Passion. I wasn't paying attention. What?
Sonic Passion doesn't exist anymore. I think somebody, like, I think I found that once, and then I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I left. It's the worst.
It was like a collection of lol cows, and it was just gone.
God, I don't get fanfiction writers.
Tell me about
Couples
it.
Corner. 11 chapters.
There's a store here called 420 Zone.
This article still exists, and it basically gives you the gist of it.
Gives you the gist of it. Let's see what we got. As soon as I figure out where Bumble went. A case study on idiots.
Yes.
Well, it's the internet, so what can you expect? I mean, whoever the hell Sonic Online is, we can't fucking do page design to save our soul. Seriously, you call somebody else out for being an idiot. I don't know, maybe. Yeah, no, it actually is this bad. We've gone on a bit of a break, but stay tuned. If you need to get in touch, please contact us below. Hope you all have a great 2015. How long has this been, like, been broken?
Obviously, for a year. Last time I looked at the page, it looked fine.
I don't know. Well, first off, let's get one thing straight, all right? Learn how to fucking center your shit. I shouldn't have to be looking at the center of the page and then look all the way to the left.
You mean restricted to a certain width?
I'm looking at sonic-online.com and the entire page is shifted to the left.
Oh.
Come on. I made the RSN Live website while I was drunk and I made it readable. All right. That's all I'm gonna say. That site was made under the influence of alcohol. In fact, you can tell by how some of the CSS divs kind of look weird. That and some of the slogans.
Yeah, this is center. Oh, wait, maybe it isn't. Oh, wait, no, this is center. I swear this is center.
Are you walking down the fucking street?
Yeah, what up? What's it to you?
Are we gonna hear you get mugged live?
Basically.
the mean streets of Toronto get mugged and then they apologize.
$800 cell phone.
Well, whose fault is that?
Yeah, I know. I should have stuck to like the HTC Dream or whatever. Not the Dream.
Lee's Palace looks closed, like Uber closed.
Or not.
Invisible the Hedgehog.
Is that a fanfiction?
Yeah.
I mean, we could just read this article. It's just as funny as a fanfiction.
Doors open at 9 p.m. Thursday. No entry till then. No exception. None whatsoever. Trespassers will be prosecuted.
Are you stuck outside?
Trespassers will be shot.
Of course I am.
Survivors will be shot again.
This is how Spinnick dies. Cold and alone, waiting for a Coleman of Hell concert.
Yeah.
Let's see, we got one. Playing Your Love, which is basically a Shadow Sonic Love Fest.
Sounds fun.
Let's see.
Not spooky, though.
Mobius Fan Service Agency.
What are we spooky for? What is this, Halloween?
Yes!
Yes, it's Decemberween.
Oh, yeah. I see. I didn't know.
It's actually the time of Festivus, but, you know, that's... Let's see, we got a Blaze Amy one-shot. 582 words. No, I should probably put some music on, shouldn't I? What's Sonic that's Christmassy?
Technically, everything about Sonic is somewhat Christmas-inspired. Or at least I've heard theories about that.
Those Mike Pollock songs I've been sharing.
Honestly, I've never played it, so I don't know.
That would be, okay.
Female Tales Story.
Rule 63.
We already read one of those ones, remember? Tales. Unrelated.
What? That's the weirdest looking description I've ever heard of a fanfiction. Sorry, a synopsis.
Read it to us.
After being called a sister, Amy breaks down and becomes more mature. A blacked and red-quilled hedgehog is willing to love her and protect her. Shadow Amy story, Shadow X Amy one-shots, Shadow Amy one-shots.
What?
I don't know. Oh my god. I don't want to read it. I don't. A new Mobian life. By the events of a freak lightning strike, to Am, transported to Mobius, there I become friends with all the Sonic team and start a new life as the only human on Mobius. This is going to be interesting.
Forgetting about Robotnik.
And me XOC story.
Oh, God.
So this person came up with their own OC and then decided they wanted to have sex with it. So they wrote a story where they have sex with their own original character. This is scary, is what this is. Alright? I must read it. Do I go to incognito mode?
I didn't realize how unpopular Coleman Hell was. Because, I mean, it's like... he's got... His like, team of people are, like, his brother-in-law or something. They're like carrying his instruments in.
Do you feel like you've made a terrible mistake?
God, no, it's great music.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
I trust Phoenix's taste in music.
You see? Somebody likes my music.
What? I wasn't paying attention. What?
I said I trust Phoenix's taste in music.
Well, I mean, somebody likes my taste in music. I have music if you check my SoundCloud and check out my mixtape.
He also has a Last FM.
Yeah, I made music. I have like three songs.
I wasn't aware of that at all.
Neither was I.
Yeah, I don't like to advertise. They're not the best.
Sorry for all this. I was supposed to be finding music to play.
Play some Coleman Hell.
Play some copyrighted material. Why not? Let's do it.
Play Julian K.
Rosemary's Baby. Holiday Horror.
Anyways, I'm going to get going. I look like an idiot.
so I'm just gonna go.
This is the talking later. Awkwardly into a cell phone.
Well, it's the microphone on my headphones, so it's not that awkward. But anyways, I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Okay. Okay. How is this? This says like so. It's holiday horror. But it's basically just them having sex. I mean, I guess I can see where they're going with this, but I don't know. Let's see here. Does someone fucking link me to like the song I'm supposed to be playing?
Yeah.
Anyone? Bueller. Bueller.
Bueller. I already did link it.
Again, I'm trying to find.
I mean, this one's 240p, so.
Ooh. He post. You know what? I'll just do that. Fuck it. We'll do this for Twitter. Oh, look at that! It's the first one to pop up. Linky, linky, linky. Just follow the bouncing egg. Okay. Pause. Parody. How's there no download link? Do you think this will stop me? Do you think a lack of a download link is gonna stop me? Okay. Well, let's get to finding it. Let's see if we can find it. Why am I browsing through this page source? Let's go to the fucking... maybe I found... No. No? It's an artwork URL. Don't worry, I'll find it. It's going to be in here somewhere. Alright, fuck it. We'll just use the inspector.
Inspector Gadget.
If I had the theme song.
Go go gadget lawsuit.
Let's see here. Document. Wow. I just need a media file. Would that be it? Yes, it would.
Just narrating himself.
What? You got something to say? What do you got? Paste. Oh, look at that. We downloaded it. Move JJ to...
Abrams.
Sonic the Hedgehog.mp3. Do you see how easy that was, Mike? Do you see what happens when you try to hide shit? Do you see? He doesn't see because he's not watching the video stream, nor is he listening to the podcast. So not only does he not see, he does not hear how I am basically just taking this.
You've stolen music, voice.
All your copyright protections in the world can't stop me. That's when I get, like, thrown into jail.
Wouldn't download a car.
Oh, but I would. If only I had a 3D
printer
big enough.
I wouldn't trust my 3D printer to print a car.
Why not? People make 3D printed guns.
I don't have a 3D printer, that too.
Alright, I'm gonna play this real quick, and then I'm sure I won't have a fanfiction chosen by then, so, yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog is a most annoying guy, 'cause he sure won't let anyone forget he's the fastest thing alive. Sonic the Hedgehog has to foil every plan, with his shoes of red and his spiky head and his arms of blue or tan. He hangs with his do-gooder friends, Sticks, Knuckles, Amy, Tails. Whenever we do battle, how come it's always me that fails? Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog is my mortal enemy. He has made that plain in a bunch of games for a quarter century. Sonic the Hedgehog loves to show his super speed. Watch him spin and run, spewing eggy puns, foiling all my evil deeds. Through unnamed village, with a chili dog in his hand. Dashing here and there, all around the square, saying, "Can't catch me, Eggman." I grab the wheel of my Eggmobile and try to get him back. But he'll barely pause a moment when he hears me yell, "Attack!" Sonic the Hedgehog, yes, it wouldn't hurt to say, at this time of year with its festive cheer, have a happy holiday. Zippity zip zip, zippity zip zip, look at how Sonic's flown. Zippity zip zip, zippity zip zip, right through the Green Hill Zone.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year? Same thing every year, Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Some socks, and some tiny BVDs. But I can't get them up past my knees. Could you return them, please, Aunt Louise? Open this one first, Uncle Bob. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Try to act surprised, Uncle Bob. But I got this last year.
But he got that last year.
A tie, wider than a mile, with a pattern way out of style. With a pattern that's way out of style. Said my wife to our neighbors across the street, I think we got this last year.
I think we got this last year.
What a thoughtful gift, Peg and Al. I think we got this last year.
I think we got this last year.
A plant in a moldy mayonnaise jar. They must have dug one up from their yard. They must have dug one up from their yard. Said the dad to his kids on Christmas Day, didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
This is just exactly what I want.
This is just exactly what I want.
Just as much as last year. Surprise, surprise, a coupon for some fries. That was really very thoughtful, you guys. Get this last year.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
I'm sure I got this last year.
Didn't I get this last year?
Yeah, well, thanks. No, it's really very nice.
Didn't I get this last year?
I've always wanted something like this.
By the way, prepare that for that to get recycled in tomorrow's show. And I have limited resources, what can I do? I should probably everyone hiding?
Hmm?
What?
Come on, mate.
Ah, we're back, and I completely forgot to mute myself.
Are we back? Are we?
Maybe. I should have gotten some more drinks. Alright, what do we got here? Should I just, I guess I'm gonna have to read this as deadpan as possible, since, like, every fucking character line is a single line. So, I guess we're doing a sonicized crossover of High School of the Dead.
Link.
Oh, dear.
Link? You need a link?
Yeah.
Do you really need a link?
No!
God damn it. Yeah. I will not likely have a fanfiction picked up by tomorrow, so prepare for unforeseen consequences.
We're not going to read that one.
What, this?
No, that one. You know, the one.
The one that like, Spinnick freaked out about halfway through? Well, that would be a great capper into the next show, wouldn't it? Yeah. No, I don't think we're going to read that one. And since Spinnick's not here to make a decision on it, because he's too busy listening to some indie artist, he gets nothing. He gets no input. No input whatsoever. Sorry, I'm just clearing out old emails. Okay. Well, before we do this, let's... Where's the thing? Where is it? Right here.
The following segment may contain some inappropriate content for some listeners. You now have 12 seconds to tune out. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Goes. What are you laughing about? I heard you chuckling, Chuckles.
Chuckles,
Sonic, I don't chuckle.
You were chuckling. I heard it!
I'm like Chuckles, I don't Sonic.
What?
Chuckles the Echidna.
Chuckles the Echidna. Okay, you've completely confused me, so that means I should probably just continue on and not ask any further questions. So, tonight's fanfiction, Sonic the Hedgehog and the High School of the Dead. Because, why the fuck not? By Super Luxury.
I've never even heard of this anime.
You've never heard of this anime?
I have.
Are you kidding me? This is like the big deal before Attack on Titan.
Well, I don't think I was very much into anime at the time, actually.
Come on, I'm not that big into anime, and I even know what High School of the Dead is.
Is it a Chinese cartoon?
Come on, it's a bunch of hot high school babes getting killed by zombies. What more could you ask for?
That's the most generic plot I've ever heard.
Are you kidding me? This is as original as Cold Steel the Hedgehog, alright? Get on your fucking game. Anywho, apparently this is actually a crossover. In fact, it is under the title Sonic the Hedgehog High School the Dead Crossover. So, yeah! Oh, this is gonna be
different cool. Universes is on an adventure.
I don't even know how to pronounce half of these names, so...
Takashi?
Hitachi?
Takashi.
Not to be confused with Hitachi?
I mean, Japanese words are pretty straightforward to pronounce. Or if you know what the
I
rules
butcher
are.
American names, alright? What hope do Japanese names have?
Well, like I said, they're actually more straightforward. If anything, English is really stupid language.
And I'm getting screen tearing. That's just great. Screen tearing from scrolling.
You need a really high frame rate to read a fanfiction.
I do. At least 300. It's the rules. How am I supposed to? I don't know. Alright, so Sonic the Hedgehog and the High School of the Dead, a Sonic the Hedgehog High School of the Dead crossover by Super Luxray, with a synopsis of different universes is on an adventure. There will be romance, horror, action, mystery, suspense, and adventure too. Will Sonic and Takashi's group survive? Will evil strikes in as they encounter? That's the dumbest question ever. Okay. Pairings are for later. This is rated T for fiction.
What?
I don't know. It was added in 2012, so it's at least 3 years old. Let's keep... Oh, wait. Sorry. Updated May 31st, 2013. Okay. So, since I pretty much stopped doing voices because I suck at it and my throat hurts every time, I'm just going to read this straight-faced as possible. I don't think it's going to happen, but, you know, it is what it is. Alright, so here we go. Turn the music down. That's step one.
I mean, step you do a pretty good Morty voice.
No. Okay, Sonic the Hedgehog in the High School of the Dead. In the Mobius, Sonic went into Tails' house. Cut to title card. 3 weeks earlier. Hey, Tails! What's up? Said Sonic. I built a dimensional machine that will travel to different dimensions, said Tails. Sonic! This is gonna be like that guy. In fact, it's already gone that way at this point. Tails, I built a dimensional machine that traveled to different dimensions. Sonic, does that thing that can travel to dimensions? ? Tails, yes, it can, Sonic, but I need someone to test it. Can you test it for me? What a selfish prick. Okay. Sure, Sonic. Sure, anything for you, little buddy. As he put his hand on his shoulder and Tails laughed. They're not gay, for your information. That's actually a note. They're not gay. FYI. It's in parentheses. I shit you not. Folks, look up Sonic the Hedgehog and the High School of the Dead on fanfiction.net. I'm not shitting you. It says that. Tails. But puts a bracelet on Sonic. In! Sonic's arm. Ah! Don't worry, that bracelet is like an immune device that immunes anything. It's unbreakable and indestructible, and it can heal you instantly. Sonic. Wow, uh-oh. I'm impressed, Tails. Tails, you ready?
Is this a troll fic?
I don't think so, because it's been updated frequently and it's got over 10,000 words in it. Tails, you ready? Sonic, yeah! Tails turned the dimensional machine on, and the machine has opened up a portal. Sonic is getting ready for himself and grab his bag of potions and such. Potions. Tails, make sure to make some new friends too. Sonic, Tails, you know I will. Tails puts this
game.
Bluetooth and a cell phone in his bag. Make sure to call me when you're here, okay? Yeah, because that's how dimensional, interdimensional travel works.
Be sure
Sonic.
To take a Bluetooth.
Okay. Oh, wait, I forgot to pay this T-Mobile bill! Sonic, okay. Sonic, here we go! He jumped himself into the portal. Tails. Good luck, Sonic, after he's already gone, of course. In this portal, Sonic is traveling to a dimension that fits his style, but then he found one and gets into this... What? Okay. Into this dimension. In the 8-sod. also known as High School of the Dead, dimension. Cities is in ruins. The streets is overrunning by creatures. Sonic isn't feeling the groove to this universe. Sonic, what happened? What happened to this dimension? By that, Sonic has been attacked by a creature, but counterattack it and uses his homing attack.
It feels like I'm reading Zero Wing.
Sonic, is that a human trying to bite me? Sorry, I shouldn't have asked that as a question because there is no question mark. Is that a human trying to bite me? He turned around and saw that he was overrunning by creatures. I'm not reading this wrong. That's how it's written.
Somebody set Sonic. Up the bomb.
Sonic. Oh yeah, bring it on. He uses his homing attack at those creatures to make it escape. Sonic. This is boring. I'm out of here. Sonic ran faster than a race car to travel someplace to take shelter. Sonic. This is horrible. Why would anyone want to live in a place like this? Then he saw a private high school that has been overrun by creatures. Sonic. Huh? Yeah, I know. I have the same feeling too, just reading this. Then Sonic saw three teenagers that has been overrun by those creatures. Sonic. These guys are in trouble. I better help them. Sonic went to the high school to save the three teenagers. In this high school, Sonic is ready to rescue them, but he has encountered these creatures, so he uses his homing attack to beat the creatures to clear his path. There was no commas or anything in that sentence. As he's traveling, he encountered the creatures and uses his homing attack as he ran to the stop, the top. Alright, yeah, we're getting Mr. Red Pen out. Oh wow, that's got a pretty potent smell. Sonic smirks. This is going... Wait, sorry, I read ahead. Shit. Sonic. Oh yeah, never mess with the fastest hedgehog in the universe. Sonic
Wait,
then climbed up the stairs. Huh?
That actually made grammatical sense.
It did, but the rest of it's a wash, so I don't give a fuck at this point. I don't give a fuck what you think. Sonic then climbed up the stairs, but then he saw the horde of creatures in the top of the high school. In the top of the high school, I should add. Sonic, hey, you creeps, I'm right here, come and get me. The creatures got his attention. So the creatures were getting his attention, or who was getting their attention? What's going on here? Why is this like, it's clearly English is not this person's.
He meant come and get my attention.
Get my attention, okay. The creatures got his attention and came right charging at him. Right quick they did. Sonic smirks. This is gonna be too easy. He jumped up and curled like a ball and uses his homing attack at the horde of creatures. In a split second, he killed them by using his homing attack.
Murderer.
So there you go, Sonic's a murderer now. He finally can join Mario in the murder club. Then he climbed the stairs, jumped through that gate, and encountered those three pesky teenagers and their little dog, too. One was a 17-year-old boy with black hair and a school uniform he's wearing. Of course, what else would he be doing with it? Next is another 17-year-old boy with white hair and the same school uniform, and his left arm is hurt, but it looks like he was bitten by something. And then a 17-year-old girl with huge breasts. This is very important to point out. Huge breasts with a school uniform and carrying a look-like pole. What the hell is a look-like pole? I'm confused. Look-like pole with sharp edges on them. Look-like
so
pole. What the fuck?
So it's the spear?
I'm guessing. I can't tell because this fanfiction is so goddamn hard to read. It's no use. Hold on, I have a sound clip for that. Seems I can figure out where it is. It's a fail horn. It's a billboard. Is it missing? Did it seriously get itself deleted? I think it did. how is beyond me. We'll fix this. We will fix this wrong and write it. Soundboard. Okay, I think I can figure this out. All this setup just for a lame joke. I know, right? Welcome to RSN Live.
There's a minimum of at least one technical difficulty per episode.
There.
It's no use!
There we go. Alright, reading it back on. Girl with huge breasts. No, sorry. Skipped a line. It's Sonic. Sonic, are you guys okay? The 17-year-old boy. Which one? They're both 17 years... Oh, God damn it. We're fine, and the three teenagers. Hot? You can talk? Sonic, everyone says that. Sonic, I'm Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog. Takashi, I'm Takashi. Hisashi, I'm Hisashi. Ray, and I'm Ray.
My name is Slim Shady.
Well, the real Slim Shady, please step up. Get fucking shot in the head. Sonic, seems like we met now, but I gotta know where I am, and I... Where I am... Oh, sorry. I gotta know where am I and who are those guys. I bet those guys mean business. Hisashi, so you finally saw them, quotation marks. Sonic, them, quotation marks. Hisashi, that's right. The ones you saw, them, was zombies, but I call them, them, quotation marks. Emphasis. Sonic, zombies, I thought they weren't existed. Hisashi, but you thought wrong. They exist after all. He spits out blood.
Oh, I even forgot the semicolon.
I know. Again, I gave up on this a while ago, but I knew it was going to be shit to begin with, so... Sonic, you're hurt. Don't talk. Hisashi, Sonic, right. You do know when a zombie bites someone, do you? Sonic, they turned into one of them, too. Sonic, so this is the universe. So this is the universe I was in. Ray, you mean you weren't in our universe? Sonic, nope. I lived in Mobius. If you wasn't heard that one. A horde of them trying to open the barricaded gate. Takashi, oh no, it's quotation marks them. Sonic, he's getting ready. I got them. Takashi, but you will get bitten. Sonic, oh yeah, throws the bracelets at Takashi and Ray and Hisashi! Not to be confused with Hitachi. Takashi and Ray catches them. Hisashi, I don't want them. I really don't want them at all. Sonic, okay. Uses homing attack to kill, quotation marks, them. Takashi, impressive. Ray, he's good. Sonic, well, that's taken care of. Sonic, so fuck. Any plan to get out of this dump? Takashi, no, we don't at all. Sasashi spits out blood. I think my time is up. Sonic, you gotta hold on, you can still make it. Sasashi, Sonic, take care of Ray for me. Ray, Hisashi, don't, please don't go. Ray, don't go. Sonic, Ray, please stop, let him die. Will you shut up and let him die in peace? Hisashi, thank you, Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog. Ray, crying. Sad face. Might as well have that. Oh no, we're not done yet. Sonic, I'm sorry for your loss. Hisashi gets back up but reanimated. Sonic, oh no. Ray, Hisashi, you're alive. See, I told you he wouldn't die. Takashi, Ray, that's not him. Sonic, I have to agree with Takashi on this one. Sonic, about to attack. He left me no choice. Takashi, Sonic, I'll do it. Sonic, are you sure? Takashi, yes, right. Takashi, what are you going to do? Zombie Hisashi about to bite Ray. Ray. Hisashi? Sonic. Ray! Takashi. Charges at Hisashi and bashes his head in with a baseball bat. Sonic, shocked. I can't believe this is... Why did I enter this dimension? Sonic's cell phone ring. Tails. Sonic! Sonic. Tails. Tails. Thank God you're still alive. Sonic. Tails, where am I? Tails checks his computer. You're in the high school of the dead. Sonic, what? I say you in the high school of the dead! Tails, the dimension machine has to recharge, but don't worry, I'll send Knuckles. Sonic, please do. Sonic,
wait,
Tails, please hurry.
How is he gonna send Knuckles then?
It was really just an elaborate scheme by Tails to get rid of his friends. Sonic, Tails, please hurry. Tails, don't worry, Sonic. Just don't die on me, okay? Sonic, okay. Turns off his cell phone. Sonic, looks like I'm stuck here for a while. Sonic, looks like I should help you get out of here. Takashi, thanks. Sonic, hey, you're talking to the fastest hedgehog in the world. Ray, you're the fastest hedgehog. Sonic, yep, and I should help you using my speed.
Then why are Takashi, you repeating after me?
I don't know.
Is this some coffee can?
Takashi, I have a plan to get out of here. Sonic, okay, ask away. Ray, I'm listening. Author notes. Will Takashi, Ray, and Sonic get out of the high school and face these new zombies? Just find out in the next chapter of Sonic the Hedgehog and the High School of the Dead! Exclamation point.
You should read this tomorrow.
Huh?
You should read the one of these. How many chapters are there?
There are six chapters.
You should read one of them tomorrow.
Could read tonight and read tomorrow.
Unless you have a better one to pick for tomorrow, but...
We do, it's just... Will the show be continuing on Radio Sega if we read it? That's the question.
Well, I mean, everyone knows what to expect from our live, right?
Not really. I think... Like, Spinnick was complaining about how, like, the show is only an hour tomorrow, and how tomorrow's, like, our only chance to, like, show people what radio's... That, what RSN Live is all about. Mm-hmm. But I think this is what
we're gonna make it big, guys.
All Shadow makes it big. I guess you could do that. We'll make you read it, Spinnick or Rax. Yeah, see, you went dead silent on that one.
Actually, that makes me think another idea we could do for that special episode is to go back to the classic fanfic, like that one, and just reread it.
That one.
Yeah, like Shadow Makes It Big. Tails, or what was the other one?
Sonic's Last One Night Stand?
Yeah, that.
We wanna open Radio Sega's Winterfest by scarring everyone mentally for life. That's the plan. I didn't post it, but, like, you know that Grinch gif where the Grinch, like, does that really creepy-ass smile? Mm-hmm. That was my reaction when, I found out it was the first show. So. We'll have to find something to do there. You know what's really weird is I read that through that pretty quick, I'm sorry, I can't do good Japanese female voices. I just can't.
Why this name?
That's Spinnick's job, and he's too busy listening to friggin' Coleman Hell.
I thought it was Fletcher's Spy's job.
I don't know anymore. Well, I mean, she's offline too, she can't read it. Damn people having lives. Stop having lives.
Just gotta kill everyone.
Don't make me kill everyone you know.
I'm gonna play Patriot so hard.
Let's see, what else is going on here? Well, I don't know. I guess I could read another chapter.
Apparently,
I mean,
that wasn't a good game.
What game?
Hatred.
Hatred.
Like, and I don't mean because of the subject matter, because obviously that's not so great, but I mean, it just wasn't a good game.
It's buggy, but people's main complaints is about, oh, the game's too violent. That's literally what it is.
I think Hatred it's in is... really poor taste. I'm not going to say that they should take it down or anything, but I disapprove.
Hatred
it's
like
any...
is like... like the video game equivalent. Hatred is like the video game equivalent of Marilyn Manson. It's just pure shock factor for the sake of it.
That's pretty much what it is. Developers pretty much said, yeah, we're doing this to, you know, call some people out on their kind of double standards.
Well,
and shock everyone.
You say Marilyn Manson, and I keep thinking of fucking Family Guy. It's like, oh boy, if I had a nickel for everyone every time somebody called me a demonic person.
He didn't even invent shock rock either. There was also Alice Cooper and Kiss and some other ones. Like, how have people not gotten used to this shit at this point in 2020?
Come on. Gwar. Fucking Gwar.
Oh yeah, them too.
I mean,
people
their
are just,
lead
are just
singer...
stop liking controversy?
Their lead singer dressed in a costume that had a huge fucking dick hanging out of it, alright?
Have you seen the Gwar cover of Carry On Wayward?
I have not, but I can only assume. Let's see. What's another one? That isn't it for the shock value? Really? Rammstein is one of them. Apparently they have a music video that's like too risque. I don't know. But In terms of risque music, I don't think anything can hold a candle to fucking Steel Panther. Because that's a group that just comes out and says, this is what our fucking music is, deal with it, bitches. So what you're telling me, Rax, is that I should play Gwar tomorrow. That's what you're telling me.
And that'd be another quick way to get banned.
What if we sing Gwar music with Gwar music underneath it, like just the instrumental tracks? I mean, would that be copyright infringement? I think that would be a cover at that point.
Yeah, it would technically be a cover, but it's like the most low effort kind.
The best kind of technicality.
Remix.
Yes, we'll do a Gwar style of Akon's remix of Sweet Sweet Sweet. it's like the entire opening, like 30 seconds, is just remix.
Maria.
Did I ever tell you about the time that Shadow got throat cancer? Alright, it's like 7:30, and I don't want to make this less than 2 hours, because it'll seem like the show is just getting significantly less and less, so...
Can we just do the second chapter?
We could do the second chapter, I'll just have to find something to play in between. You know what, fine, we'll play this, because... we mentioned Rick and Morty, so it's gonna happen.
Alright.
So that's going in. Let's see, what else can we play here? Sorry, I'm just trying to find some other music. Oh, I forgot to like make a SSTV thing, whatever, fuck it.
Well, it's not like anybody is gonna be able to see it unless World 21 shows up anyway.
No one's gonna know how to change it. You know what? We'll put this in there too for good measure. Why not? I guess this is a song we can play tomorrow. So, alright. This is Arson Live, and I'll be back shortly. Mwah. Let's try getting the slider on the right side.
The world can be one together, cosmos without hatred. Stars like diamonds in your eyes. The ground can be space, 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 space. With feet marching towards a peaceful sky. All the moon men want things their way. But we make sure they see the sun. Goodbye, moon man. You say goodbye, moon man. Goodbye, moon man. Goodbye. Cosmos without hatred, diamond stars of cosmic light, quasars shine through endless night, and everything is one in the beauty. And now we say goodbye, moon man. You say goodbye.
Shut the fuck up about moon men!
Aw, oh, shit. G-g-g-g-g-g-g-g, student!
Yeah.
Yo, MC++. If you're such a fucking hardcore computer scientist, why don't the track numbers on your album start at zero, bitch? I guess I'll have to shut you down for good this time. Already tried to say quit, so now it's kill-9. You gotta learn when it's time for your thread to yield. It should have slept, instead you stepped, and now your fate is sealed. I'll take your process off the run queue without even asking, cause my flow is like re-entering and preemptive multitasking. Your sorry rhymes are spinning like you're in a deadlock. You're like a synchronous sock that don't know when to block. So I pull out my keyboard and I pull out my Glock, and I dismount your girl and I mount slash rock. I've got your fucking kid, and the bottom line is that you best not front, or it's kill-9. Kill-9, no more CPU time, cause it's kill-9 and your process is mine. I run kill-9 cause it's my time to shine. Don't step out of line or else it's kill-9. About the Benjamins or Pentiums or Athlons, but you rapping 50 meters and I'm spitting into Cathlons. Your shit's old and busted, mine's the new hotness. You're like CLR and I'm like CLRS. You're running CSH and my shell is Bash. You're the tertiary storage, I'm the L1 cache. I'm a web crawling spider, you an internet mosquito. You thought the 7-layer model referred to a burrito. You're a dial-up connection, I'm a gigabit LAN. I last a mythical man month and you a 1-minute man. It's like I'm running Thunderbird and you're still stuck with Pine, which is why I think it's time for me to kill-9. Kill-9, no more CPU time, cause it's kill-9 and your process is mine. I said kill-9, it's my time to shine. Don't step out of line or else it's kill-9. My posse Posse throws down like leaky bucket regulators. I was coding shit in MIPS while you were playing Space Invaders. With my finger on the trigger, I run .config. Yo, this package is big, but my package is bigger. I roll my weed with zigzag while I zag-zig splay, and I do a bounce check before I write to an array. I'm a loped out baller writing K-Lokes a day, cause it's publish or perish, fool, what can I say? I'm 26 now, will I live to see 28? Some days I wonder if I'll survive to graduate, but hey, that's just fine, I won't never resign. But if fools try to step, then it's kill-9! Yeah, it's kill-9 from my command line. Yeah, it's kill-9, sending chills down your spine. Kill-9, cause it's my time to shine. Don't step out of line or else it's kill-9! F-S-S-A-R-L-W-K-A. I'll chone your home and take your access away. Coming straight out of Stanford, ain't nobody tougher. Control X, Control C, I'll discard your fucking buffer. You're outside your scope, son, close them curly brackets, cause I drop punk ass bitches like a modem drop packet. Dump your motherfucking core and trace your stack, cause where your ass is going, there won't be no callback. See, my style is divine and my code is sublime. My career's in a climb and yours is in a decline. I'll write a pound define and assign you as mine. So refine those sad rhymes to remove your plus sign. Or it's kill-9, no more CPU time, cause it's kill-9 and your process is mine. Kill-9, cause it's my time to shine. Bitch, you stepped out of line and now it's kill-9.
Alrighty then, we're back. Froggy has muted himself. No idea why.
Yeah. I think he was listening.
The song hit too close to home. Well, if I remember correctly, he works as a software developer, so... Something about this show and people with real jobs. Sorry.
I don't have one of those.
Professional internet loafer. I don't know. Professional internet lurker. There.
Yeah, there's my job description.
You know, you could just, you know. What the fuck?
I mean, you can actually be a professional government shill as a job. Just like go on 4chan and post bullshit. It's an actual job.
Shit posting. That sounds like it's perfect for you.
Yep, pretty much.
Let's see here. So we're gonna read chapter 2 of Sonic the Hedgehog and the High School of the Dead. Because why not? We got like another 27 minutes to kill. At least 27 minutes to kill. So, yeah. Can we do it?
Kill the dead chapter 2.
Can we do this? I don't think we can.
Do it.
I don't believe in myself. I know what's the next song. Trying to be goofy over there.
Yeah, yo.
All right, let's dig back into the the shit show. Really, that's what all RSN Live is. It's a giant shit show. Hey, at least I admit it. I'm not gonna try to shill myself and be like, oh, this is the best show ever. No, it's just, at this point, it's just me rambling and reading shitty fanfictions, so.
It's the best worst show ever.
Best worst show ever. Should I, like, put that on the RSN, like, live front page?
Yes.
As like, a quote?
Yes.
It's the best worst show ever. Online listeners rave about RSN Live. It's the best worst show ever. Rats! Why are you asking me? Some guy in a chat room. Alright, let's get back into this. Alright. Gotta channel the inner deadpan here. Takashi, that's the plan. Sonic, Do you think the plan will work? Takashi, I'm sure of it. Takashi has grabbed a hose and Ray grab the keyboard. The hydrant. Where did I get keyboard from? And put the hose in the hydrant. Then he turned the hose on and water came out. You know, that's what happens when you turn a valve. That was easy. Yeah, I guess it was. Aiming at the zombies, the barricaded gate was pushed off by the pressure and aimed at the zombies. The zombies was pushed off and was killed by the pressure of the water. Calling the redundant department of redundancy over here. Then Takashi, Ray, and Sonic then ran at the roof, but ran at the roof. We're attacking the roof now, but encountered by zombies. Sonic, is this getting crazier and crazier?
Yes.
Takashi grabs his metal bat and Ray grabs her mop handle. Sonic, time to have some fun. Curls up like a ball and uses his spin dash to kill his enemies. Takashi and Ray follow too. Sonic's like, wow. So like,
Sonic
goes like, just takes a short trip into a different dimension and suddenly he's like a full out killer. Yet he refuses to kill Eggman, which is what would have solved all these problems the past 20 some odd years. Just single bullet to the head. Problem solved. You would have just had Sonic 1.
I mean, I think it's not for lack of trying, because how many times has Eggman exploded?
At this point, I would like to say, and it's probably going to horrify some people because it's probably a terrible analogy, but the Sonic Eggman thing is more like the Batman Joker thing. You can't kill the evil person, and the evil person can't kill you, because then there is no story. So, really, they're breaking the fourth wall every game.
It's because Batman and Sonic are overpowered. It's like, there's no Joker, what's he gonna fight? Regular criminals? That's boring.
Just came up with an idea! Takashi uses his metal bat to bash the zombie's head in. Ray uses her mop handle to stab the zombie's head. Sonic, that's clear, climbs on the stairs. Takashi and Ray follow Sonic 2.
That was a really
bad
footstep.
You are a Foley artist.
Yeah, that was a really bad footstep sound, I apologize.
Look, it's coconuts or nothing. Meanwhile, at the hallway, a 16-year-old girl with long peak hair, which she mostly keeps in two ponytails on either of her hair, has two thin long bangs at the slide, and her figure is mostly slender and has bikini-sized breasts. Okay.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Bikini-sized breasts. Urban Dictionary time.
I'm gonna see if you're gonna pronounce this name right.
Her name is Saya Takagi. Mr. Miyagi. I don't know. A 16-year-old boy who's slightly short and a bit overweight for his age has a male uniform like Takashi and interest with weapons. His name is Kota Hirano. Hiranimo. Kota
Hirano.
And Saya was not like Sanyo or whatever. Was in the hallway. He was shouting at the zombies with his nail gun, which he created. Really? He created a nail gun? Because I'm pretty sure they exist.
I think they're implying it was like a ghetto made, like some scratch nail gun.
A crappily put together nail gun that wouldn't pass the what's the company? The Underwriters Laboratory standards. All right. And he was running out of ammo. Hold on. Zaya, I'm running out of ammo. Do you have the other ammo in your bag? Zaya, what? No, what am I, an ammo girl? Confronts by one of them. Zaya, it's an angst off over here. Great. Sorry, I skipped a step. Meanwhile, in the hallway, Sonic, Takashi, and Ray heard a scream from downstairs. Sonic, someone is in trouble. I'm not gonna let these guys hurt no one this time. Except he failed miserably with the other guy. Runs to Saya and Koda location.
Saya?
Cyanide?
Sayonara, Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'm sure there's like a full Japanese phrase and I just can't pronounce it because I never played Sonic Adventure 2 because I'm not a weeb!
That's actually how he says it though.
Sayonara.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
He needs to be like smoking in that scene. Just a cigarette out of his mouth. Sayonara. Sonic. Ray. Sonic, wait. Follow Sonic. Takashi, follow Sonic 2. In the hallway.
Sonic Zaya. 3.
Get away. As she falls down and panics, one of them was about to bite her. Zaya grabs a drill that just happened to be lying around because this high school is insanely unsafe, apparently. The fucking high school, you know, woodshop teacher is a fucking disgrace. Sonic, Kakashi, and Rei came. Leave that up to you to interpret that. And then they saw Zaya drilling one of them, quotation marks. Zaya, get away from me. The drill goes, the drill gets off.
Oh, baby.
That's my fetish. And then the zombie dies. God, we're just adding more and more characters. God damn it. Then
zombie
they,
number 17.
They confronted by an 18-year-old girl with indigo, long, straight, shiny hair. Her lips is shiny and carrying a wooden sword. That doesn't
clunk. Like,
a 27-year-old woman with big breasts and a very tall, buxom woman, a long blonde hair thin, then extends to her waist and hazel eyes. Their names are, I'm gonna pronounce this wrong, and Shizuka.
Sakeo.
Sakeo? We're going with that? Sakeo? Does that sound right?
Close enough.
Yeah. I do terrible as an anime convention moderator. And here we've got name I'm gonna mispronounce. Round of applause. Sonic. Well, this is awkward, huh? The group encounters a small hordes of them, quotation marks. Sonic. Well, this seems like we have to do the introduction later. Get ready to fight. Sakeu. For now, let's take on them. Sonic, right after you. Really? Really? You go get him. I'll be right here as backup. Slowly stepping away. Sakeu, absolutely. Uses her wooden sword to kill zoo zombies because that's how strong wood is. I have a new message.
Is that a good wood sound?
What?
Never mind.
You know I don't pay attention to these things. Oh, he found Afternet. Chad found Afternet.
Oh no.
This is it. This is how I kill someone. Anyways, back to the fanfiction. Sonic, impressive, but I can do better. Is anything you can do, I can do better. Uses his home and attack at 5 zombies at a time. This person's, like, spelling is terrible, because now it's Psycho. You're good, but not as good as me. Sonic, watch as I use my Sonic Boost.
No boost, are you too insane?
No, Sonic Speed too slow, We're gonna have to go straight to Sonic Boost. Sonic Boost! Sir, I don't think he can handle it. Takashi, everyone to the faculty room. Everyone ran to the faculty room. In the faculty room. The part where he kills you. This is it. Takashi, we gotta get out of the school and try to find something to ride.
Oh,
Sonic. Well, this is about to go very rule 60 or 34 very quick. Shizuka, let's try to get in my car. Try.
Ooh.
We're gonna try to get in my car. I don't get it.
Climb in through the tailpipe and then just find your way through the engine.
I don't get it. The door is always unlocked. Why is today the day it locks? Psycho, I'm not trying to be mean, but your car is probably not big enough for the rest of us because you're too poor because you're a high school teacher. Let's try using the school bus instead. I gotta wait for this thing to reset. You know, I'll just do it now. Fuck it. There. Sonic, I like the way you think. I like the cut of your jib. His cell phone is ringing. Sonic,
Ring.
What's up? Tails. Sonic, you're still in the High School of the Dead universe, right? Sonic, yeah, so what? Tails, I found a map that is pretty useful for you and the rest of the group. Because somehow he knows about what's going on. Sonic, really? Thanks, Tails. Tails, I'm probably sending Knuckles and Amy right now. Probably.
He never said anything about Amy. Sonic's like, you son of a bitch.
I may or may not be sending Knuckles and Amy. I still haven't. Honestly, I told him to go stand in a corner about 5 hours ago, and the fuckers actually went and did it. So. Sonic and the rest of them, be careful. Sonic, we will. Sonic, alright. You heard Takashi. Let's go. Say ya. Hold on. Sonic, huh? Turns around and look at Saya, Seiko, Shizuka, and Koda. Sonic, I forgot to introduce myself. Because this is really the time for that, isn't it? That's only a zombie apocalypse. Sonic, the one you see is me. Sonic, I'm Sonic the... I'm Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog, the fastest hedgehog of the world. Sonic of the Hedgehog. Koda, wow.
So hard to read.
Speedest hedgehog of the world, that's awesome. So,
like say, they're trying to trip you up.
Oh, please, you're not that fastest. Sonic, oh yeah, runs around in circles around Zoya. Psycho, because we can't fucking figure out what we're doing. He proved you wrong. Yeah, he ran in circles around someone. That really proved someone wrong. Okay. I'm convinced this writer is just... I don't know.
Not even trying?
If they are, they're trying too hard and they're failing. If this is a troll fic, it's too hard. Suzuka, I think he's a cute he's cute as a hedgehog. Here we go. We're going Sonic 06 all over again. Sonic. Well, shall we go now? The bus is not gonna ride itself. Takashi. Let's go, guys. Sonic, here we go. Bashes
Morphin
the
time.
Door. And the gang all ready and heads towards the outside where the buses remains. Meanwhile, in the second hallway, boy, stand back. Don't worry, I'll protect you, ladies. Girl number one, please help us.
My ladies.
Hold on, let me tip my fedora. My ladies. I'll protect you from the internet. Those misogynistic trolls. One of them about to bite the three students, but then they were killed by a blue hedgehog with red and white shoes and green eyes. Sonic, are you okay? Boy, you just ruined my pussy pass, so no. Boy, yeah, Sonic, come on. In the stairway, they were sneaking and watching a lot of them. Sonic, someone need to distract them while we sneak outside. Takashi, I'll do it. Gray, but Takashi, you'll die. Sonic, Gray, don't worry. He's not gonna die. Sonic, he got that bracelet that is immune to infection and heals any injuries. Sonic.
Mary Sue.
And I forgot. Throws the bracelet. Where is he getting these bracelets from? Do you just have like a box? Throws the bracelets to Soya, Suzuka, Koda, and Psycho. I'm gonna call it Psycho because that just sounds better. Psycho. Sonic. Put them on and don't take it off. What? What's that?
Killer.
Sonic, put them on and don't take it off. Sonic, you can't take them off once this is over.
You're stuck with this forever.
By the way, should have disclosed this earlier. It kind of fuses to your skeletal system. Yeah, Tails hasn't perfected that part yet. In fact, you're actually gonna die in about 96 hours. Sonic, Takashi, good luck. Takashi, okay. Takashi walked down the stairs and encountered them. He found a shoe and throws it far, far away from here. The horde of them followed the shoes. First it was shoe, now it's shoes. He used his signal, and the group saw his signal, and climbed down the stairs, and then head outside. Takashi followed them too. When they went outside, there was a huge horde of them. So yeah, now what are we going to do? Psycho. There's only one way to find out.
There's only one way out.
It's just to find out.
Get the revolver. Get the revolver.
Sonic, you just gotta believe! Sonic, we just have to fight our way. Hey, living creeps, get a load of this. Uses homing attacks at them one by one. Seiya, is he nuts? He'll get bitten. Gray, he'll be fine. Seiya, the bracelet is immune to infection. Takashi, let's go.
Conveniently immune to every kind of infection in existence.
That's how it works. Psycho uses her wooden sword to bash the heads of them while they're heading to the bus. Takashi kills them with his metal bat. Koda shoots them in the head with his nail gun. Zaya and Suzuka follows the gang. Takashi, it's too far away. Koda, what are we going to do? Sonic, grab my hands. I can get us to that bus. He proceeded to rip the arms out of the sockets of the students as he ran too fast for them to keep up. Saya, are you sure? I don't know where your hands have been. Sonic, come on, trust me. I haven't been jerking it or anything. Saya, Koda, Shizuka, Rai, Psycho, and Takashi grabs Sonic's hands. Sonic, let's do this. Starts running. Sonic running faster. Sonic, you guys ready? Everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Friendship is fun.
Sonic.
Sonic
Heroes.
Sonic Boost. Sonicu Boostu.
Boosto.
I'm sure I've ruined that. He accelerates to high speed, turning himself into a highly destructive projectile. Sonic, he bravely plowing them in his way.
Overpoweredly plowing them in his way.
Everyone. The castle. Sonic. Woohoo. A guy named Koichi Shidu and a group of students head for the bus, but they saw a blue light plowing through them as they heading for the bus. So, there's another group that clearly staked out this bus before them, and then this fucking asshole Sonic just cuts them off. Like, nope, my bus. Find your own. Then Sonic stops. Then he saw that everyone was lying down because of Sonic's Sonic Boost. Sonic, wow, maybe I got a little carried away. Sonic, guys, wake up. There's no time to be sleeping. We gotta get on that bus. Sonic, or everyone's apparently dead. He killed them. He killed them all. Everyone wakes up and went inside the bus. Shizuka, do you want me to drive this thing? Takashi, no, not yet. There's still some survivors that are still outside. Well, fuck them. Just go. They had their chance. Koichi and his students were almost heading for the bus. One student fell and sprained his ankle, and a student asked Koichi to help, but Koichi kicked him back to the zombies, and he ran to the bus and his students, and he got in the bus. So he kicked one of them back into the zombies. Okay. Fuck you. Takashi and Sonic, now drive! Shizuka turns on the engine and drives to the gate. The gate has been broken down, and they are safe from the zombies. Sonic, woo, we're safe at last. Takashi, don't get so cocky, Sonic. Sonic, why?
Why? Mine's small.
Why? Because they are still zombies in the whole entire world. Sonic, that means... Takashi, Sonic, you are in a worldwide outbreak. Sonic, sigh. Sonic, well, I'm going to stuck here for a while. Sonic, I wish that Tails and the others are okay. Well, they haven't shown up yet, so I would assume yes. Author's notes. So that's it for the time being. I'm still going to update some more chapters for you, but now enjoy the two chapters I made. See you later. Also, will Sonic... Fuck it.
Okay, Sonic and Takashi's group encounter obstacles in their journey. Turn into the next chapter of Sonic the Hedgehog and...
Well, I mean, wasn't like Pollock the narrator for Pokemon? We'll just have him read that. Will Sonic and his friends survive the zombie apocalypse? Find out next week on Sonic the Hedgehog and the High School of the Dead. Author has written 25 stories. Sorry, I'm trying to read. Your favorite stories are back. Okay.
Well, let's see the reviews.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to figure out, like, what this guy is doing.
We're on High School Host Club 2, please. Love. loving it bit by bit. If it's too much trouble, you can also add bleach or melt an ultimate. Totally to... Yeah,
no. So it's like, no one allowed to call out how crappy the writing is?
I guess not. Attack on Titan, Black Lagoon, Detective Conan, and Magic, title in the story. Update more, okay? I'll see you next edition.
I'm just saying, I think it would be great if we could point out, because, I don't know, just...
There's two different people requesting he add Shadow to the story.
What's Shadow gonna do? He's just gonna be angsty the entire time.
Boom, Shadow!
Or he's gonna be, you know, trying to find Maria.
Maria?
Because clearly she's a zombie at this point.
Please make more of this, smiley face.
Can't wait to see how Sonic and Takashi's team works out.
I don't know. I don't understand how some of these fan fictions are written. Some of them seem
pretty bad.
How are
there positive reviews on this?
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
How about me? Amy Alice is a doctor's mother. And that's the whole comment.
What?
How about make Amy Alice's adopted mother?
Who the hell is Ellis?
I don't know.
I'm sure that might be something in like a different chapter. I guess we should pin this tab so that we can force Spinnick to read it next week. I gotta find what to make him read tomorrow. Sonic's early Exodus present was pretty quick.
I see what you did there.
I wasn't going that direction, but if you want to take it there, that you know, I guess that's okay.
I'm going to proceed at a rapid pace.
Or you just read it in a dead monotone voice. I mean, that kind of works.
I'd love to see somebody read a fan fiction like the auctioneer rattling things off. I don't know what the word for that is.
Auctioneer.
There's a word for their technique.
I'm sorry, I don't go to auctions often, so I couldn't tell you.
I think a lot of rappers use it as well.
Okay, well, I think I'm just going to wrap this show up, because we've hit the 2-hour mark, so that was the minimum I was setting for this. The show is steadily going down in time. I mean, the first one was 2 hours 57 minutes, last week's was 2 hours 19 minutes. So, I don't know, we'll see hopefully next week we'll actually get to, next week I have to actually get to bed early-ish, because I have to work Christmas Day.
Well, we're having 2 episodes of Arson Live in a row anyway, so...
Well, tomorrow's gonna be abridged, so... I guess I could
have
merge...
an episode and a half.
I guess I could merge the two together to make an Uber episode. I don't know. First, I should find some closing music. Let's see...
Watch the Epic Arson Live 2-parter recorded different weeks, different times of the day.
So it works.
It won't sound awkward at all.
Oh, let's see. I guess it'll work as a closing song.
Oh no.
What? It's 5 minutes long. What's wrong with that?
What awful song if you pick this time. It better not be Akon again.
It isn't. But I can make it if you want. Is there like... I guess I should have previewed these before I started adding a bunch of them. I just feel like this, Where the hell did it go?
Everywhere.
I would play, like, one of these sweeps, but, like, I don't know, because we got sweepers, RS sweeps, RS idents, logos,
idents,
IDs. You know what? I'm just gonna fucking put in, like, random sound clips from Half-Life. How about that? I mean, I still have that one on reserve.
Hold on, let me find it.
All in good time.
Okay.
There, I still have this one. From that one time.
For God's sake, open the silo door! They're coming for us! It's our only way out! Oh my God, we're doomed!
What?
Should I just, like, play that during the show tomorrow?
It would be pretty fitting for the fanfiction.
It would be. Okay, I'm just gonna wrap this up. So, I'll see you all tomorrow. Remember, it's 1 o'clock Superior Time stuff, so. See you then.
Alright.
Save me some
There is nothing about this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I built with your bodies with your fairy blood.
You hear that, Tupac? You've made a friend.
Yeah!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
You lame-ass fuckers!
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.